and one's heard two children talking, and one asks the other, you would have one request, one wish. What would it be? Children are talking. I was thinking about that question a lot. If we would have one request, one bakasha that we would be able to ask, what would it be? Probably what everybody is thinking, to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to enjoy people, enjoy others, get along with people. And that's probably the biggest challenge in life. Enjoying people, getting along with people. Let's look in the Torah Kedosha and let's try to find the answer to that often elusive question. How do you go through life with all the aggravation, the old disappointments that we often have? What's the Torah's solution to this very difficult question? The Mishnah Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, speaks about the ultimate good, Eiza Derech Yishara Sheyidbak Ba'odom, and there are a number of different suggestions, Ayin Toiv, Chove Toiv, Shochen Toiv, Royet Anoilis. And then the Mishnah, the last suggestion the Mishnah mentions, Hableza Oyim Aleif Toiv. The true Derech Yishara is a life type. We teach conventionally a good heart. Rabbeinu Yoyin Afanort says it's a savlan who doesn't get angry, who knows how to talk softly even when he's upset, and even when someone does something wrong to him. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyin Yizbalehu Ve'ein Mar Befiyu, he's not angry. Kichiku Mamtakim Ve'kuli Mechmad. He doesn't get angry. He's a sovereign. Because he's kulei ne'imus. He's kulei ziskeit. And the obvious kasha, what's the pshat? Avada, being a sovereign, is a big maila. But to the extent that that's the derech yishara, and then the question is deeper. Because after the Mishnah mentions all of these possibilities, ayin toiv and chavet toiv and shachan toiv, the Mishnah concludes that the best of all, Raya Ani, this midah of Leiv Toiv, is more important than the other ones. What is the godless of an Ayin Toiv, of a Leiv Toiv, and why is it from all the midahs that's most important? I want to tell you a Rambam. The Rambam tells a story. It's so amazing. It's almost impossible to say Berabim. But the message, I think, is so vital and so important. The Rambam in Avos, Perek Dalet, in Mishnah Dalet, he writes about a story about what he considers the Chashuvim HaChasidim. This person has the Rambam's Askama. And they ask this Chashuvi person, this Chasid, what was the happiest day of your life? What would we think the happiest moment, the happiest day of our life? So listen to his reply. It was a day that I was going on a boat. And he wasn't in first class. In fact, his place was on the bottom of the boat with baggage together with the chavilas, the gadim. And that day was his happiest day in his life. Why? He says there that there were other people on the boat. They were very wealthy, they were well-to-do businessmen. And I was laying there in the bottom of the boat, and one of these influential businessmen had to relieve himself. He had to go to the bathroom. And in those days there was no modern plumbing. So he came to the bottom of the boat and he saw me lying there. He realized I was there, and I was so vani nekel be'enav nizah. I was so shuffled be'enav, achegila avasei behishtin alai. imagine? Utmost busha. And this, the Rambam records this story, that the Chachas, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how a person could have such an azus. Because yes, it bothered him, it hurt him deeply, it pained him so deeply. He was a human being with human emotions. And at the same time, in spite of it all, he said, his response was, Chai Hashem, I swear, Leikova Nafshi Lamaseyu Klal, V'Layitari Memeni Koyach. In spite of the fact that it pained me so deeply, I didn't get angry. And that was the happiest day of my life. The story is almost too hard to believe. Avada, it's a tremendous madrega. But what shot, that should be the happiest moment, the happiest day of his life. Ma'ariv Rabbeisai, I think there's a very important message. I think there's an oimik in this seemingly simple story. I once came to realization, it was both depressing and inspiring. It's one of those things that at first it might seem profound and deep, but it's really very simple. Every person wants to be happy. And people spend anything and everything in time, in money, in effort to achieve that goal. But if you think about it, nothing that he does really can help. There's nothing that a person does that really will guarantee his happiness. He can have the best day in his life, and someone comes along and says something, or does something, or doesn't do something. I'm not megazim if I tell you people on the happiest day of their lives, their chasana, and they're upset. They can't enjoy the chasana. He came late, he didn't come. Or people, when they get caught up with that narish and narish and narish, the covet. He didn't give me a key, but he didn't give me this. A person could be on the top of the world, but if someone says something, or someone does something, or someone doesn't do something, I spoke to a caterer once. He says he can't believe his eyes. People, mechutanim, that don't talk to each other because of a side dish. They don't know how to decide a side dish. And then they're embroiled in a bitter argument on the happiest moments of their lives. And you know what I realized? A person, as mighty and powerful as he may be, could also be the most helpless creature. Because his happiness is dependent on anybody and everybody. Let's talk tachos. We come here, we come to yeshiva, everything is going good, until, the big until. And what the until is, each person can fill in his own. But it comes along something and robs him and deprives him of his every bit of happiness. Like the Mishnah Navis Kas, is Maitzias Adam in Oilam. Does that need rayas? We'll have to prove it. Isn't that so obvious? Kas is Maitzias Adam in Oilam. A person is controlled by so many variables. I asked you, Ma'ariv Rabbeisai, is that a life? Is that gelept? Chazal has such a keen understanding of human emotions. And Chazal, the Gemara Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel, touched it up so beautifully, so accurately, that Raschanim, someone who was angry, who was unable to control himself, he doesn't know how to deal with the situation, is one of those that Chayeyim Einem Chayim. The person that doesn't have the ability to overlook something, to tolerate something, he's not living. And like the Rashbam explains, because this is something that Tadi B'chol Shah, and because he's Makpid, Ein Chay of Chayim, She'ein Lai Menucha. Because maybe something is going to happen, and he doesn't have to deal with it. I once watched someone who wasn't the Sovereign, who got angry at something, and I saw acted out in front of my own eyes, the chachma of Shloima, toyef nafshei biapon, how he willingly, knowingly destroys himself, destroys his happiness. Is that Gilev? Is that a life that so many people control you? But then you have a different type of person. Then you have a person is living in the same world with the same people, the same difficult people, and he's faced with the same problems and the same aggravations and the same disappointments. But there's one difference, there's one major difference. He knows how to deal with people. He knows how to accept a wrongdoing. He knows how to overlook a slight. He knows how to absorb an insult. He's the Gibor Rabbeisai that we call a sovereign. Because nothing destroys him. Nothing makes him ice mensch. Nothing controls him. He's in full control. Is there a bigger bracha? We know as great as the Rambam was, what the problems, what the challenges that he faced in his lifetime. The Rambam had so many soinim, so many adversaries. If you do, if you know a little history, they burnt his svarim barabim. You know how the Rambam reacted? You know how the Rambam faced all of these difficulties in life? I'll tell you in his own words. But I plead with you, listen good. Shimu sechi nafshechem. You'll learn a sugya shlema in Tikkun Amidus. In one of the letters, there are many letters, but each one should be required reading. But in one of the letters printed in the Igrei Tarambam, apparently one of his Talmidim wanted to protest and defend the honor of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes him back a letter. I hear that if people are talking bad about me and you want to protect my honor, Avakshecha, I plead with you, I beg you, I'll cast over there. Don't do that, don't get involved. V'anachnu moichlin l'chol mishayas zeh b'shvil sichlusay. If Nebuch, the person doesn't have enough seichel, he doesn't realize better, we're moichlin b'leiv shalim. But if the person is doing it for his own benefit, because he wants to be miskaved b'kaloini, he wants to grow from disgracing me, then zok the Rambam v'zel l'shoyin kotshoy kolshkein misha yesh loy b'zeh tayeles. Certainly I'm Michael, the one that's doing it for his own vested interest. Why? Zok the Rambam, because it's halacha of koifin al midas stoyim. Zeh nene v'zeh loy chasa. He's gaining, he's growing in prestige and honor that he's a Baal Machlokes with the Rambam. And I don't lose. Isn't that halacha that every child knows? Zeh nene v'zeh loy chasa. Koifin oisi al midas stoyim. Gevald, 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 we hear as our lashon, we should make a bracha b'shem u'malchus, baruch she'cholot mi'chachmosei li'yireyav. That there's a person in this narish of elf that could come to such a klara ha'sogah in what life is all about. Zen nenev is elechosa. In our world is a bona fide crime, character assassination, defamation of character. A person could be put away, could be sued for millions of dollars, and the Rambam types it all up and reduced it to a Zen nenev is elechosa. Mavul al arayin. You know why? Because the Rambam was chikim amtakim v'chkulay machmadim. The Rambam didn't live in an Irish world. The Rambam was in a hecher of wealth. The Rambam lived in a world that had more to offer than a bissel of covet. That a little bit bizyonis is not enough to destroy a person. And one of those letters he writes, Royu la'adam sheroitzu liyis adam. You want to be a person, you want to be a human being. She is stakel ba'shlamas midoysav v'kinyan sichliyoysav. He should be fully focused on his own tikkun amidoys. V'layasik daitai b'shtuyoy. The Rambam was the classic chikim amtakim v'chulei machmadim. He lived in a world that there were things that were different, important. There was an abaya, there was a rava. Does it gelep? And what's the zionist? What did it do to the Rambam? He typed it up, it's Zanana Vizelaychas, the Mabul al Arayan. And he looked down at those with Rachmanis, Nebuch, they don't know better, Besichlusam. The Rambam's focus was Tikkun Amidas, Shleimus Adam, Lisaneg al Hashem, the Black Gemara. That's life, that's Tachlis. I once thought maybe that's the Hemshech in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the sixth Perek describes the godless of the Loimit Torah Lishma, and one after the other, and then the Mishnah says he's even able to be Moichel al Boinai, he's able to overlook slights and bizyonis. And then the Mishnah says something which is seemingly unrelated. So Pasha Yitaych, it picks up, the Torah picks up the person. But Li Bi'aymuli, there's a very clear connection. Because the person that learns in a different veld, he's in a hecher veld. He's Akol HaMaisim, the Torah picks him up. And you know, I know that. You know, I see that, that the Loimit Torah Lishma not only is Moichel al Boinai, but is Megadalfim, Meramamdea Kol Amaisim, because there was a Yid, Vasagehes Rambam, that saw these terrible, terrible insults, and he was able to say it to Zanene Vezeloi Chosa, because he lived in a Hecher Yavel, the world that the Eibishter wanted us to live in, the world of Chikum, Amtakim, Vekulei Machmadim. Above, way above the pettiness, the narishkeit, yegizov, nishkizov, yekovit, nishkovit. I don't know what the Rambam's oilam haba was, what his lichtige gan eden was for this shleimus and midas. But I do, and I can tell you what his oilam haza was. He was able to live with people. He was able to enjoy people. He was able to understand people, to tolerate people. Is there a bigger bracha than someone who understands that? That someone that is the very personification of Savlonis? Because he's a person that chikum amtakim v'chud machmadim. So much, Rabbi Say, so much of our happiness depends directly on our ability to accept people for what they are. The Shlomo's father in the Yesh Leichon Siman Aleph writes that they asked the Chacham what's the most important midah, and he said Savlonis. What's the worst midah? Nekama. Why is that? The older you get, the more you'll realize how simple that is. Because so much of life, so much of life depends on our ability, or unfortunately our inability, to live with people, to understand people, to absorb insults. That's the passport through life. And I believe that's the message of the Rambam and others. This Chacham was certainly a Chacham, but on this day when he was faced was such an unthinkable avla, and in spite of it all, it didn't bother him. He realized he had reached that high plateau. He was living in the world. He was so above it that even in these remarkable circumstances, he's able to overlook it. He was able to understand the person. And then he realized that he's able to have simcha. He's not controlled, but he's in control. And he saw the world, the beautiful world in front of him. And there's nothing that could bother him anymore. If he went through this, if he thrived in this situation, then nothing else could bother him. Mayer Rabbeisai, I want to tell you, a person could have everything. He could have a chovat toiv. He could have a shochen toiv. He could have an ayin toiv. He could be royis and early, he could have alamailis. But if he's lacking in that most important midah of leif toiv, if he's not a savlin, then he's vulnerable. Then at any given moment, someone could come along and destroy everything he has. A chovat toiv could become a soinera, Rahman Ruslan. I could tell you, I know people I'm talking about one group of individuals. They were the best of friends. For 40 years, they grew up like the best, closest brothers imaginable. And then something came along, and it went from bad to worse. And it was a point that I was told, it's lahashminu laharei. And I thought to myself, gaval, this is the classic chavatoy. But that's the message of the Mishnah. You could have everything, but if you're not a sovereign, if you don't know how to deal with the bumps in life, then there's no chavatoy, there's no leitoy, there's no shachintoy. It could result, rachmano litzlan, in lahashminu laharei. And leave the yomli, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Because each meat is important. But Raya Ani, what's most important is the leitoy. The person that knows how to understand, knows how to accept the person for what he is. Because there's no bigger bracha. Believe me, there's no bigger bracha than the bracha of Hinei Matoivu Manoyim Shevesachim Gam Yachad. The magician Vayikarab test touches it up so beautifully. God Lashalem Shekol HaBracha is Kalulas Boy. From all the brachas, the most important is the bracha of Shalem. Shenem Hashem Oizam Oyitein Hashem Yivarech Hazam Yivashalem. The Yevish to the Mekorah bracha realizes that the Yikah, the most important bracha, is Shalem. And Shalem is so directly related to being a Leif Toiv. And I often tell you, and I mean this with emes, the only reason I have the audacity to stand there and speak to you, hundreds of Bnei Torah, Ashu, each one is Ashri Misha Moli B'Torah. The only het I find for myself is because I have more experience. The Gemara Kedushin says you have to respect even an older guy because he has experience. Chazal realized that experience is an important factor. And I could tell you how much of life depends on the ability, like our Rabbeinu Yonah touches it up. That someone is faced with an insult, with an aggravation, with a disappointment, whatever it may be, and he knows how to deal with it. Because there, not only there can be, but there will be. There will be situations in life of challenge. Rav Hutna once writes in a letter, sometimes there's no question about tiftach pelasotin, because something that is inevitable. This is one of those things. In life, whether it's with friends, with neighbors, with shechinim, and then when you get married, there's a whole different group, a wife and in-laws and family. And this is not a pessimistic outlook. This is a realistic understanding. The chinuch in the mitzvah reish lamedches, when he speaks about the importance of leisistna, he says, because if not, tamid ish biyach, cherev ish biyachiv, it's inevitable. Glicklich is the person. It's a leis toiv. I recently saw a story that I found alarming, maybe I should say frightening. A disciple who once called one of his talmidim, the one that wrote the Pinei Rabbeinu Kilas Yankif, and told him, I have a granddaughter, I'm looking for a shidduch for. So he writes, he realizes an opportunity, so he asks the stipler, what have you looked for in a shidduch? So the stipler, it's not much, maybe it's not so, but not three things, hasmada, seichel ayasha, and midas. And he's very surprised, midas? He's a masvid? So it's understood, so yes. Why do you have to tell me midas? He's a masvid, it's understood. So he writes there, and I'm going to just translate into English, but I could say, kamat verbatim what the disciple replied to him. What's a masmit of disciple? Someone that for 6 years or more sits with his Gemara and his Shtenda. The Shtenda never asks him for a favor, never gets angry, never is in a bad mood and needs to be cheered up. The kids of life with the Shtenda is wonderful. There's always shalom. And then what happens? All of a sudden, this masmid that lived his life with the shtenda and his gemara gets married. And he's faced with so many opportunities of getting angry, And then the scribe with remarkable clarity told him, the only etzah is to work on tikkun amidos. Mas minahin, mas minaher, it's not going to help. I started thinking, you know, we speak about, we live Torah, and that's the way it should be. Where are we holding in tikkun amidos? Where are we holding in this sugya, the derech yeshara, the Mishnah recommends, sheyidbak baha adam. But what's the etzah? How are we to acquire this midah nisgava, this midah nechmada of leiv tov? Avada, there are etzahs. And the first etzah I often say is to realize that everybody can change, everybody can grow. I often say the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva Perikei writes a remarkable lashon, v'shus l'chol adam, the sooner if he wants to change, he could change. The Rambam even to the extent that he could be a tzaddik k'moshe Rabbeinu. And if not, zok the Rambam, if you don't change, who hifsid as atzmai, every person could change. If someone is sitting here thinking, well, I'm b'teva a short-tempered person, and I'm b'teva a little nervous, and I can't be disable people, that he's making a mistake. Rabbi Zichron Levrach, when he would say over the Rambam, he would say, the Rambam is calling out that a person says, that's my nature. No, Dr. Rambam. That's not your nature, that's your choice. Because v'shus l'chol adam nesuna. But l'maisa, after this, after a person realizes that v'shus l'chol adam, there are aces. And I want to share with you a few. Again, let's go back to the Rambam. I want to tell you a few words of the Rambam in the Yad. The more you think about it, the more you can grow in Midas Bechlal, and in this Midas Bechlal. The Rambam in Chizdeyis, the end of Perek Zayim, begins with the unfortunate reality that the union of Nekama, of not being Moichel, not being Soivel, is Deya Rahi Admoi. You know, every word of the Rambam is so meduyik, the Deya Rahi Admoi. And I don't have to spend time explaining this. You look around at a world torn with Machloikis, in Shalom Bayis, in Shuls, it tears a person's heart. And you see, the Deya Rahi Admoi. And then the Rambam adds, El Roi La Adam Lies Mave El Medais. A person has to know, he has to be forgiven, he has to overlook things. I'll call Divrei Ha'olam on everything a person should have the ability to overlook. Shakol Eitzel Mavinim Divrei Hevel V'Havoy. It's all such petty narishkeit. The einan kedai limkein aleihem. That's the secret of it. It's hevel, it's havoy. The einan kedai, it's not worth it. It's so not worth it for a person to stand up for principle that I'm right. Because what happens when a person does that? You're 100% right. And he gets angry, and he's justifiable. And what does he have? What does he have from the ganze geshäft? The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem, says, Ragzin like all the biyadi, all the ragzinusa. Like Rashi says, he doesn't gain anything, he just gets sick. Look what a person gives up. The stipel used to illustrate what it is when a person is angry. And he spoke about the Medrash and Shmois, that we think there were frogs, and there were frogs all over the Mitzrayim. So probably there was a mass invasion, thousands and millions of frogs all of a sudden attacked Mitzrayim. But the Medrash says it's not like that. So up the Medrash, there was one big frog, and the Mitzrayim saw the frog, they started hitting it. And all of a sudden, two frogs, they hit it again, there were four frogs. And the more they hit, the more the frogs increased. Until the land was full of frogs. So Fred the Stipler You see what's happening. The more you hit, the worse it gets. So why do you continue? The first time you didn't chab, the second. But you see what you're doing, you're only hitting yourself. Look, disciple, that's what chas is. Is a person hitting anybody but himself? Ragzim la yulei olsa biyadi ala ragzinusa. Tayyif navsoi biyapai. That's what he's gaining. We look at the silly mitzvim, and what's with us? So look at that geshef. He stands to gain, and he gains nothing. And what does he lose? What does he lose? Chayav einam chayim. Of course it's hard. Of course it's challenging. But there's no other choice. And you'll ask, so why is it that so many people get angry? I'll tell you the answer. In the Lashon of Chazal, I think that really asked to answer this question in two words almost. Hakas reishisai shigoyan vivin. It starts off with mishigas, and a person is blinded. Soifoi charata v'kisari. It's the old story. Like the Mesil Hasharim, Perikid Aleph writes, when someone is angry, when someone's upset, Libay bal imay, ve'ein aseichel shoyot by cloud. He's not thinking. And I once gave the marshal a drunken driver who could kill mamish, many people. And you tell him, B'shas Maisa, why are you doing that? What are you doing? Don't you realize? No, he doesn't realize. He doesn't have any seichel. He's not in control. And he could do the worst atrocities because he's not thinking. That's what chas is. And we speak about chas, I don't mean the serious, terrible chas, but I mean the inability of being a sovereign. The first thing is remember those words. Remember those tire avert of the Rambam, Einon Kedai. It hurts, and a person is only human, and it's true. We can't control our emotions. But at least our actions. Because whatever you're going to do when you're not in control, whatever a person does because is soifai charata v'chisaron. Words you can never retract. Rabbi Zichron Levach would say, the fire for Shalom Bayis brand because of a few wrong words. It's always charata. And maybe there's another Eitza. Remember, we're not living in a Hefkevelt. There's a Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, like we say it every day, Hu Levadai Osa Oisa V'Yasa L'Chol HaMaisim. It's not just the big things in life, but that's the cornerstone of our Emunah, that everything that happens is in the Eibishter. And the Rishonim, the Chayav Lavavis, the Chinuch, the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbeinu Yoin and Mishlei all say, even what someone else does to you, even a Baal Bechira, but it's also part of the master plan of the master of the world of the Eibishter. How that stems, Yediyah and Bechira, we spoke about it in a different time. But the halacha l'maaser, Rabbi say, is everything that happens, every aggravation, the day-to-day disappointments, that's also part of the master plan. We even have a remarkable ability in the face of the worst tragedies. The Yiddish in the Shema cries out, Basher, it could be a terrible machla, an accident, but a Yid knows, he identifies, he knows where it comes from, he knows it's the Yiddish of Basher. We even have an almost superhuman ability to know it's who levada yasa ois v'yasa. A Yid walks around and everything is a Mirtza Hashem. He's going to a Chasna Mirtza Hashem. That's a powerful statement of our Emunah. That we know we could plan from today till tomorrow. But if the Eibishter doesn't want, it won't happen. Everything and anything that happens is in Mirtza Hashem. Because everything is really Ratzon Hashem. And I sometimes think it's just unbelievable. How many Yidden throughout the Doiris almost literally danced to their deaths, Rachmana Litzlan. Whether it was the fires of the Inquisition or it was the gas chambers in Germany, how Yidden almost danced to their deaths because they realized that that's Ratzon Hashem, that's Basher, that it's who Levadei Asa Oisa V'Yasa. And that's the Yetzer of Oisa. When something happens that's upsetting us, to think that that's also Ratzon Hashem, it's also Basher. I once told someone who was unable to do this, I said, you know what? When something bothers you, sit down to yourself and say over, Kach Ratzon Hashem. He did this and he said this and everything, Kol Da'achnis. But ultimately, Kach Ratzon Hashem. Because you're a maimin and you believe in the Yevishter and you believe that Hu Levadei Asa, and this too is Kach Ratzon Hashem. And that's up the chinuch in Mitzrayim and Aleph, is the way of accepting people and dealing with people. That to realize that, like the chinuch quotes the pasuk, Hashem Amalei Kaleil. It's not him. It's the Yevishter. We can say Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, but I think we should start saying Kach Ratzon Hashem. This is also Ratzon Hashem. Another eitzah is to be understanding. That people are not malachim. People make mistakes. They say the wrong things. And the more a person is zahoyben, the more that he lives in the chikum amtakim v'kulim achmadim, should give him the ability to understand the other person. Chazal say ein on mitzvas al tzarei. When people are upset, when people are in pain, they say things, they act, but you have to accept it. To be understanding that the other person is not the greatest in midas. To be prepared, the lashon of the avodah of nasin, the pagan malach, have you lomid the kabbalah at tzar? I think it's very important to be expecting it, to be ready for it. The chazanish and the moon and the talk in Perik Aleph Oisit Gimel describes a glorious sight of the nefesh yakar who is able to absorb everything and nothing bothers him. And his lashon is because he's prepared for it. Because he knows that not everybody has reached the shleimus hamidas, and he's understanding. But most of all, Rabbi says, not to react. Because again, human emotion, the person is pain, then it hurts, that's understandable. It's only the tzaddik yoylem that is smeichim the yisurim. But to react, that's what Torah is all about. When someone is upset, when something is bothering someone, soifai charata, soifai charata, he'll have charata what he did or what he said. The Sefer Chassidim writes, no one ever had charata from being a savlan. And this is a time-proven formula. The savlan is always the winner. The savlan is always the one that goes through life not controlled by the other person. Sometimes it's an eitzah to look at it as an investment. It's hard to be soivel to the other person. It's hard to forgive the other person. But look at it as an investment. Look at the matan tzchorah b'tzida. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin tells an almost unbelievable maisa. Rav Huna, the Heilig Amora, is once sick. Rav Papa came to visit him, and Rav Papa realized this is his last day in this world. Atidei kach, Rav Papa with his Ruach HaKodesh prepared for the Levaya. He ordered kachichim. And the maisa, Rav Huna got better, Rav the Gemara. And understandably, Rav Papa was embarrassed. He was afraid to face Rav Huna. After all, he's preparing his Levaya, and here he is. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna said, don't worry, don't feel bad. If you're right, it was his time to die. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara, Hoyo v'lei mukim b'mili lei sekuma b'hadei. The Yevishta kaviyachol, the Yevishta said, yes, he was supposed to die, but because he was a savvy, because he had the ability to overlook things, he was given extra time. We can't understand. I can't explain this. It's important. The sovereign's important. But actually, they can't. and more kasha, Rav Huna, the Heilige Rav Huna, how many blessings Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, and the Schus of Torah apparently wasn't sufficient, and it was only because he was a Savlan, he was the Leiv Toiv. We don't understand it, because we don't know what it means. When a person is 100% right, and he says, but I'm going to be Machal, I'm going to overlook it, I'm going to be a Savlan, I'm going to be the Leiv Toiv. We don't know how that tears Veltin in Shemayim. How from all the Midas, from all the Schusim, that was his Schus Tiyam, because he was a Leiv Toiv. Sometimes you look at it as an irresistible offer. Yes, I'm right, and yes, I have all the right to do this, but ain't I Kedai? It's not Kedai. I'm going to give up so much, I'm going to lose so much, for what? Eilel Atzenusa. Someone once asked me, but how do you forgive if you can't forgive? I told him a medrash. I wish we'd put up this medrash on all the walls. The medrash in Kehelas Zion describes a very moving scene. B'shoas Yabarak HaDosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon, the Eibishter created Adam HaRishon, and put him in Gan Eden, literally, not with a Chaf HaDinyan, showed him Gan Eden. And of the Medrash, for Amale Re'ei Masi, look what I gave you, look at the Gan Eden. Kamenoim u'mesubachin, look how beautiful, look at this glorious Gan Eden. And then the Eibishter turns to Adam HaRishon and implores him, Hein Zaitcha, put your mind to it, Shulei Tekalkel, Usachi Vesailami. I gave you a Gan Eden, literally, but I beg you, Hein Zaitcha, please put your mind to it, don't destroy this Gan Eden. How often I think, when I see someone who's unable to be a Savlan, if only he heard that Vasco, if only he heard the Eibishter crying out, Tein Daitcha, I gave you a Gan Eden, I gave you life, I gave you friends, I gave you a family, I gave you a life that's supposed to be Chikum Amtakim V'Kulei Machmadim. Tein Daitcha, don't throw it away, don't destroy it, Ein I Kedai Zok the Medrash. Tein Daitcha, it needs a little Seichel. Avada, when a person is not thinking, then it makes sense. But if he pauses for 60 seconds, he hears the call of Tein Daitcha, he'll ultimately realize, Ein I Kedai. Nothing is worth it, never is it worth it. Because life is so precious, and life is unfortunately so short. Can we afford to squander moments for Narishkeit? What the Rambam paskin is the very hevel of our voice. I'll call Divrei Ha'olams of the Rambam in all situations, in the most trying and challenging situations, the psak is clear, Einon Kedai, it's not worth it. A Yid, a smart Yid once told me, you know when he decided to become a sovereign to work on his midas? And I quote his words, I was sick of being sick. Gevald, he heard the cry of Tein Daitcha. He heard the Torah of Nafsei B'Yapai. He was sick of getting upset in every situation. In shul he gets upset, and with his friends, and with his family, with his in-laws. He was always sick about something. Because there are invariably situations that a person can get upset. Einon Kedai Rabbeisai is the answer to all our problems. Whether a person thinks about the Matan Tchara B'Tzidu, what the Gemara Shana promises. Whether a person hears the call of Tein Daitcha. Where the person uses seichel and sees what he's losing and what he's gaining nothing. But Einon Kedai is the formula. We weren't born. We didn't leave our makam tachas kisya covered to spend our time with narishkeit, with the narish to narish to pay this, with the admas nefesh, with the this. He didn't do, he didn't say. That's not why we came down to this world. We came down to this world as Sanig al Hashem, and we have to hear the call of Tein Daitcha. I once heard my children talking. We were fighting about a toy, and one jumped and says, I'm a Vata, I'm a Vata. There was music to my ears. I called him up and said, what did you say? Because the Rebbe taught us that when you have a machloikis, it's a big thing to say, I'm a Vata. We have to learn to say those words, Amivata, because that's the passport through life. That's the way you could be happy in all situations. The Gemara in Chulin, Peitet, Darsh is a pasuk that speaks about the very existence of this world. Zot the Gemara, Tayla Eretz, Al Blima, what is the world? What does the world have a kiyum? Zot the Gemara, in Olam Skayim, El Bashul Moshe Va'aron. It's Moshe and Aaron, the Tzadik, the Tzikei Yisroi, the Olam. The world is kiyum on their schus. That we understand. And then Zot the Gemara, there's a different Pshat. A different Tzadik Yisroi, the Olam. Comparable to Moshe and Aaron. Zot the Gemara, in Olam Skayim, El Bashul Misha, Boilam, Es Atmoi, Bishas Meriva. Rashi says he's angry and he wants to say something and decides to control himself. Do you hear Anayat Tzadik Yisrael Olam Sumtish? The world's mitayim on him? God, he has the strength of character to be a sovereign. And if you ask me to explain it, I could probably explain it. Because we don't know in the, by the Eivishta, that's Chayra. The sovereign is the one that the Eivishta said, Tavayachal, I'm giving him extra years. There is a pshat, believe me. If you'll ask me if I could show it to you, if I see it with my own eyes, I don't. I have a muna. But you know what I do see? You know what I do see with my own eyes? That every person in his own oilam, in his own life, in his bein adam l'chaveray, and eventually bein ish l'ishtay, in the Eivishta's oilam that the Eivishta gave him, in the oilam that the Eivishta begged him, I gave you a Gan Eden. In the Eivishta's world that the Eivishta gave him, that's holy. Very much in the Boilam Piv, the ability to be the sovereign is how we have our veld. Let us work on this Midanis Gava of Leif Toiv. Because believe me, that's what life is all about, and that decides so much of our lives. Our oilam is kayim on this ability. So the Eibush to help, and we should have the seichel to realize Eine Kedai, the importance of this Mida, and certainly Abola Tayim Messiah, say when someone works in it, he'll be zeichel to the bracha of this, to see the school of Leif Toiv.